but to make them as unlike their fathers as we can. If the age of parliamentary democracy was coming to an end, as progressives and fascists alike proclaimed, and the day the organic redeemer state was dawning, then the Constitution must evolve or be thrown into the dustbin of history. Wilson's writings are chock-a-block with demands that the artificial barriers established in our antiquated 18th-century system of checks and balances be smashed. He mocked the 4th of July sentiments of those who still invoked the Founding Fathers as a source for constitutional guidance. He believed the system of governmental checks and balances had proven mischievous just to the extent to which they have succeeded in establishing themselves as realities. Indeed, the ink from Wilson's pen regularly exudes the odor of what we today call the living Constitution. On the campaign trail in 1912, Wilson explained that living political constitutions must be Darwinian in structure and in practice. Society is a living organism and must obey the laws of life. It must develop. Hence, all that progressives ask or desire is permission. In an era when development, evolution, is a scientific word, to interpret the Constitution according to the Darwinian principle. As we've seen, this interpretation leads to a system where the Constitution means whatever the reigning interpreters of evolution say it means. A more authentic form of leadership was needed, a great man who could serve both as a natural expression of the people's will and as a guide and master checking their darker impulses. The leader needed to be like a brain, which both regulates the body and depends on it for protection. To this end, the masses had to be subservient to the will of the leader. In his unintentionally chilling 1890 essay, Leaders of Men, Wilson explained that the true leader uses the masses like tools. He must not traffic in subtleties and nuance as literary men do. Rather, he must speak to stir their passions, not their intellects. In short, he must be a skillful demagogue. Only a very gross substance of concrete conception can make any impressions on the minds of the masses, Wilson wrote. They must get their ideas very absolutely put, and are much readier to receive a half-truth which they can promptly understand than a whole truth, which is too many sides to be seen all at once. The competent leader of men cares little for the international niceties of other people's characters. He cares much, everything, for the external uses to which they may be put.